The gospel reading for today, John chapter 11, and the raising of Lazarus was quite long, 45 verses. But it also contained the shortest verse in the English Bible. Jesus wept, from verse 35. Just two words. The sentence is the shortest, yet maybe one of the most significant verses in the Bible, according to one of the commentaries that I read. And it may be true. There is a wide range of theories and educated guesses of what these two small words really mean. Take, for instance, the Greek word used here in that verse for our English word wept. It is the only time that it is used in the Bible. That in itself makes it unique. And it's different from the weeping of Mary and Martha and the Jewish mourners. The Greek word used there for their crying is typically used in the context of mourning, in the context of death, such as when Jesus foretells of the disciples weeping at his death in John chapter 16, or when Mary Magdalene weeps at Jesus' tomb in John chapter 20. Their weeping is one of loud cries and of wailing, very demonstrative in nature. When Jesus wept, it was described as more of a silent, personal type of crying, tears rolling down his cheeks. Now, the question that I've always wondered about, and maybe you have too, is why? Why? Why is Jesus crying? There are some questions that we won't have an answer to on this side of heaven, but we can always think about possible answers to investigate, to do some research, and reach a respectable conclusion. The first hypothesis is one that I could find no contextual support for, but it's something that's been mulling around in my mind. And it may be interesting to think of from Lazarus's point of view anyway. Now, we know that when we die, our body and our soul separate, with our body going to the grave, and our soul either goes to heaven or to hell. That's what I refer to as the first or mini judgment. On judgment day, our body and our soul are then reunited, and judgment is proclaimed or confirmed over body and soul. We are then either cast into hell in unquenchable fire or taken up into heaven to live with Jesus for eternity. So with that foundation being laid and all that being said, from what we know and understand, Lazarus, having died as a believer, his body was in the tomb and his soul was in heaven. Jesus then calls Lazarus back to life, raises him from the dead, calls his soul back from heaven to reunite with his body, only for Lazarus to die again another day. All because of unbelief. All because they needed a sign. Some of the Jews did believe, but some didn't. Was this calling back of Lazarus from heaven the cause of Jesus' tears? Did Lazarus have memory of this heavenly experience? All interesting questions. Again, I could find no contextual evidence or support of this, my theory. I didn't find any support in any of the commentaries for this, but I think it's interesting to think about. Why did Jesus cry his silent tears? Some felt it was because in his humanity, he had compassion and sympathy for his mourners, for the mourners. This theory does have some biblical foundation. Paul writes in Romans 12:15, "Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep." Jesus could have felt deep sympathy for Mary and Martha, and I'm sure he too felt the pain of loss for his friend in his heart. We have three events in the Bible that are recorded for us as times when Jesus wept. This is obviously one of them. But we also have Luke 19, starting at verse 41, which reads, "And when he drew near and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, 'Would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace. But now they are hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up a barricade around you and surround you and hem you in on every side and tear you down to the ground, you and your children within you. And they will not leave one stone upon another in you, because you did not know the time of your visitation.'" And again, in the Garden of Gethsemane, referenced in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7. "And in the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverence." Jesus, true God, but also true man, in his humanity, wept over the city of Jerusalem, and in agony as he bore the burden of the sins of mankind in the garden. The third theory as to the source of Jesus' tears is one that I find the least probable. The presence of the Jewish mourners and their intrusiveness is the reason for Jesus' anger and the shedding of his tears. Jesus was disappointed that their presence spoiled the closeness of the moment, time that he was hoping to have with Mary and Martha. This is a little harder for me to believe, as this seems to be the custom of the day, to have people come and mourn and wail with you, to even hire them if you could afford to. To make matters worse, some of the Jews seem to be skeptical of Jesus, possibly of his love for Lazarus or his power to save him, or maybe even his willingness to do so. Now this, I can understand making Jesus angry, but having mourners present, I really don't think so. Another possibility may be that Jesus is not angry with Mary, Martha, or the mourners at all, but is angry and frustrated at the futility of this sorrowful scene in general, in light of the promise of the resurrection. God's people possess the knowledge of eternal life. They should possess a faith that claims victory at the grave. Instead, they are standing overwhelmingly defeated. Not only that, but they stand defeated in front of the one who is the victory, life, and resurrection in the flesh. Jesus tries to set them straight when he tells Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." Jesus has given them all the pieces of the puzzle, yet they have a hard time putting it all together. They mourn as if this is the end. They mourn as if there is no hope. At funerals, we cry. We mourn the loss of a loved one. But we cry and we mourn knowing that we will see our faithful loved ones again, because we have the hope of the resurrection, renewed every Easter and every Sunday. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 tells us, "But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope." Our final premise is that Jesus was agitated over the power that death has over mankind. Death has been called the King of Terrors. It has just taken from the sisters their brother and their protector, a loved one. It is something that we all can relate to. Death has taken someone we love from us. Death is a cruel enemy, destroying the happiness of family and friends. And death, and behind death stands him who has the power of death, the devil. Earlier in the Gospel of John, Jesus calls the devil a murderer from the beginning, a liar, the father of lies. It is the devil who sows hopelessness when somebody dies, who steals our joy, who makes the resurrection a lie. It is this hold over mankind that causes tears to flow down Jesus' cheeks, tears that knowing that despite this miracle that he was about to perform, some would still not believe, that he would go to the cross for all, but all would not receive his gift. We will never understand the pain that that knowledge must bring. But God would encompass it with just two words: Jesus wept. Two words with a wide range of meaning. Do they simply mean that Jesus was revealing his human side, possibly feeling bad about bringing Lazarus back from the dead, back from heaven, presumably, only to die again? Or was he just sympathizing with the other mourners, feeling the sadness at the loss of a close friend? Was he disappointed that he didn't have the opportunity to have some one-on-one time with Mary and Martha to comfort them because of the intrusiveness of the Jews? The futility of their sorrow in light of the resurrection surely must have been on his mind. Or could have it been the never-ending appetite that death has and the tragedy that it leaves in its path and the battle the devil has for his souls that will not end until judgment day? And that even this, the raising of Lazarus from the dead, foreshadowing his own death and resurrection, will not be enough to convince all mankind. There will be some that will be lost. And knowing God's love, I believe that's enough to make him or anyone cry. And maybe that's why Jesus wept. Amen.